6 months now until a presidential election, and we've got an understanding of where the American public is on the candidates. James Holman, national political reporter for Politico, joins us. And there's a new Politico George Washington University battleground poll that is being released today. Oh, surprise! We're evenly divided in America.
You're right, Mike and Bruce. We are evenly divided. We're 6 months from the election. Mitt Romney narrowly edges out the president, 48-47. It's essentially a tie. What's amazing is just how fast Republicans have consolidated behind Mitt Romney, and it's going to be a close race, and everything in this poll suggests that both sides have strengths and weaknesses, and it's going to stay a close race for several more months.
What are the different strengths for Barack Obama versus Mitt Romney?
Well, the president holds double-digit leads over Romney on who's better to handle foreign policy, who's standing up more for the middle class, who shares your values. But it's enduring concern about the economy, by far the most important issue to voters, that keeps the president in a tenuous position. His approval rating is at 48%, down 5 points from February, and that tracks almost perfectly with his standing in the polls. So if people approve the president, they support him. And to that extent, it's a referendum on the economy, and a lot of Americans, in fact, a majority, don't believe that the economy is growing or recovering.
That's an interesting development there. James, what do we understand, if anything, from this poll about where independents are right now? They play such a vital role in deciding our elections.
They absolutely do. And right now, Romney is leading independents by 10 points, 48-38. And those independents are very concerned about the economy, and they're looking at the jobs numbers. They think that growth is tepid. So that's very significant for Romney. And the key now, as these independents give Romney a second look, is to present himself as someone who can turn around the economy.
Now, with 6 months to go, that's a lifetime in politics, right?
It really is an eternity, and we'll see this race go up and down. Both sides say that that's going to happen. A lot of people still believe Obama's in really good shape. These are better numbers than President Bush had in 2004 at this point, for example. And Jimmy Carter led Ronald Reagan by double digits at this phase of the election in 1980.
You know, James, we also have to vote for our elected representatives in Congress, and it appears at this point we're not voting for people we hold in high regard.
So what's amazing is Congress's approval rating remains in the basement. It's 13%. But when you actually drill into the numbers, people just aren't inclined to throw the bums out like they have in 2006, 2008, and 2010. In fact, Republicans have a narrow lead on the generic ballot. Are you going to vote for a Republican or a Democrat? And when we asked in our poll, 65% said that they think Republicans will keep the House majority. So people just aren't in this big change mood that we saw the last three elections.
Thanks, James.
Thank you, James. Good to talk to you.
Thanks.
James Holman, national political reporter for Politico.